We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Color analyst for Atlanta United and the man who knows all about United and MLS and soccer, the man we turn to is Jason Longshore, and he joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Jason.
How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. How you doing, Jason?
Doing okay. Trying to keep busy as much as I can. And it's kind of weird because the season was just ramping up, and it was kind of hard to stop as you were getting into two and three games a week, you know, calling. It was getting busy.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, I mean, I know, you know, with everything that's going on, you always try to look for a bright side of this. But are you kind of optimistic now with the potential of the soccer season being pushed back that we might see Joseph Martinez?
Yeah, it's going to help. I mean, it's still early days after his surgery on his ACL, but, you know, the fact that he was able to get the surgery in, which was a little bit of a concern as hospitals were starting to fill up, that was something that worried me. And you know, you guys know how this goes. When you have an ACL injury, you have to have the swelling go down to be able to have that surgery. Luckily, the timing all worked out. And the fact that he had it with a doctor and Freddie Fu, who, you know, is known for this and known for a little bit of a different approach that has gotten guys back on the field quicker. You know, I think optimistically we were hoping maybe if things went well that you might have had Joseph Martinez back for the playoff run. Now, depending on how MLS restructures its schedule and they want to get all 34 games in, you might have him for some of the regular season if he's back on that earlier timetable.
Talking with Jason Longshore, color analyst for Atlanta United, and that would be a very good thing. I had somebody ask me to ask you a question, and I hadn't even thought about the part where Joseph could theoretically be back for regular season games, but they wanted to know from you, Jason, whether or not, because of the stop down across the globe in terms of the soccer being played, how that would affect the ability of Atlanta United or the desire of Atlanta United to be able to go out and sign a free agent striker from another team, from another league?
Yeah, it's so unknown right now because, and this is why I think the conversation around MLS is so much more complicated than it is with the NBA or the NHL. It's not just because they're going into the end of their season and MLS is at the beginning and has a lot of flexibility with what the schedule looks like. It's that worldwide aspect of it, and every country is dealing with these stoppages, and they're all kind of on different timelines. So, you know, if you're looking to go out into the worldwide market to add a player, there's no real understanding right now of what that's going to look like. One thing to keep in mind, and this is something that MLS could be looking at right now, is that you're going to have teams in Europe who are going to be struggling financially because of this. You're going to have teams that might have to sell players to balance the books. And a lot of that's going to be maybe second division teams or lower teams in first divisions that are on kind of shaky financial footing. MLS being a single entity, everybody's in it together. So they're going to be able to withstand this a little bit better. And they might be able to go add some talent that previously you wouldn't have thought would be available. We just don't know what those timelines are going to look like because nobody knows when the European leagues or the South American leagues are going to get back to playing and if that's going to move the transfer windows around.
We're talking to Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst, on the WadeFord.com hotline, on sportsradio.com, on 929thegame.com. So, Jason, with the season being pushed back the way it is, and right now you would be in the throes of the season, what are you doing to kind of keep your chops up, you know, since there is no soccer on television right now?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, going back and watching old games, I did a bracket. Like, I think everybody has done a bracket of something. I did a bracket on my Twitter at Longshoe on Atlanta United's greatest goal and picked 64 goals to start whittling down. And it's been fun to see how those votes have gone and see what types of goals people are responding to. You know, whether it's that 30-yard blast from distance, a well-worked team goal, a free kick. You know, it's got a little bit of everything. So it's been fun to interact with people on that. And watching old games has been, you know, one of the things to kind of just keep my head sharp a little bit in analyzing how a game plays out, even if it's something I've seen or picking an old one that I haven't seen. Just trying to keep sharp as best as possible. It's tough right now because we would be a month in, have a lot of games under our belt. I have a lot of games under my belt with Atlanta United too as well. And, you know, just to hit the brakes so fast, it's like you don't want to lose that sharpness and you don't want to take a long time to get back into the flow. But just trying to keep the mind sharp as best as possible right now.
And we're talking with Jason Longshore, Atlanta United color analyst, about MLS and now wanting to play a full season. I mean, we're going to get – it's going to be so interesting, Jason. I mean, from a larger sports standpoint, you and I were touching on this earlier this morning, and we've talked about it in the past. We're going to get backlogged. I mean, once we get games going here, if we push MLS into the winter months, if we push baseball into the winter months, we know that the Kentucky Derby and the Masters are going into the fall with football. The September through December period is going to be really hard to get, you know, eyeballs, and it may stress some teams, you know, in terms of gate as well, because there's going to be so much going on that it has to be caught up on. It'll be interesting to see kind of how it all plays out. And for MLS, like baseball, there's an additional thing, which is, you know, availability of stadiums, Yankee Stadium, for example, and weather.
Yeah, I think MLS can deal with it a little bit easier than baseball in terms of the weather. We've seen, you know, MLS Cups in cold weather before, and I think there's even a possibility this time, if it goes deeper into December, of going back to a neutral site MLS Cup and picking a Florida site or a California site or a certain stadium that we know very well that has a roof on it. There's possibilities to handle that. It's going to be interesting, as you mentioned, all these events getting thrown into the back end of the calendar. I think the soccer calendar could look a little bit different after all of this. And this is not even just an MLS thing. It's worldwide, because you have a World Cup in 22 that's not going to be in the summer window. It's going to be in the winter window at the end of 22. That's already something that European leagues have looked at as to how to deal with. There's even a little bit of talk, depending on how long this goes, of them going to more of a calendar like MLS, where it's a calendar year type of schedule, as opposed to a start in August and finish in May. Everything's on the table right now. And that's what, you know, we really don't know how it's going to shake out. It will be competitive for that dollar. And, you know, I think, as we know, those dollars are going to be potentially a little more limited later in the year as well. So every team, every event is going to have to battle to get that attention.
Sports Radio 92, excuse me, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the WayForward.com hotline. So, Jason, what have you been watching on television these last few quarantine days?
You know, it's funny, like, without knowing how long this is going to go, it's like I'm almost, you know, telling myself, well, I don't want to start binge-watching everything because I want to make sure I have some stuff to watch later. But you don't know how much later it's going to be. So I haven't really dug into anything too much. I've looked for, like, diversion stuff, like comedy, like stupid comedy. I'm watching more older stuff. I've also gotten into a lot of music. I went back and watched a lot of, like, full concerts and listening to playlists and stuff. That's always my escape, like going to music. So I've been turning to that a lot more. I need a TV series, though. What are you going to recommend for me?
I tell you what, I'm glad you asked. It's a show on Netflix right now called Tiger King.
I've had people tell me about this.
Dude, you would not believe that this is reality. That's all I got to say. You would look at these folks and be like, really? Like, that's how you live in? Like, it's ridiculous. It's truly ridiculous.
All right, I might have to jump into this today then to see, because I've had multiple people tell me about Tiger King.
Definitely. Definitely. It's like going down a rabbit hole. Once you start it, you're going to laugh a little bit. Then you're going to be like, wait a minute. These people are serious. They were so serious about what they were doing. It's ridiculous. You'll enjoy it.
No, Okay, I'm in. I'll check this out.
Yeah. It's whacked out of its mind, and it's all real. I mean, there's no actors or nothing. It's it's all real. Jason, it's always a pleasure to catch up to you. We certainly look forward to talking real soccer with you down the road, but we want to stay in contact, and I do hope you, check out Tiger King, you have to let us know next week.
Yeah, definitely. Now, thanks for the recommendation, and y'all take care of yourselves.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.